Hocus Pocus, Apocalypse Now, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. What do these movies have in common? It's not just that they all inspired deep fear in each of us, of witches, war, and chocolate. No, they were also available to rent on VHS in 1994. Linda, are you sure about having a video store clerk from 1994? I mean, that wasn't that long ago. I still have shorts from 1994.
It was 29 years ago, Chris. A lot has changed. And why were you scared of Willy Wonka? Wasn't it a musical for kids?
Are you kidding me? Those Oompa Loompas were terrifying. And no thank you. I'll take From Justin to Kelly any day.
Really? From Justin to Kelly.
Okay, that film does not get the credit it deserves. Kelly Clarkson's nuanced performance cemented her place as America's sweetheart.
Okay, but remember, our guest is a video store rental clerk. When he comes, let's keep it about movies from 1994 and before. We don't want to confuse him.
Got it. Okay, this is going to be fun. The 90s were amazing. All the flannel shirts and so many great films. The Flintstones, Mr. Nanny.
My favorite movie back then was Three Ninjas. Kids fighting crime with martial arts. Can we keep going with the recording?
Linda, that movie made no sense. Three ninjas? It's too many ninjas. If they were good at their ninja job, they would just need one.
That's not a bad point.
I didn't make that up. I think I read it in a movie zine. Okay, should we get into it?
Please.
What makes a movie? What makes a man? You may think those are separate sciences because they are. But for today's guest, they are combined. No, I'm not talking about a sentient movie man that will control the world in the year 2076. I'm talking of a man who's surrounded by, you guessed it, movies. Today, we learn to be kind, rewind. From Wondery, I'm Chris Parnell, and this is This Job is History, where each week I interview actual people from the actual past who've worked some of the strangest, most unexpected jobs throughout time. From World War II pigeoneer to ice cutter, we bring the past to life. Literally. On this week's episode, VH Yes.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Sitting across from me is Theodore Caldwell, coming to us from 1994. I have to say, Theodore, I almost forgot that look. The goatee and the ponytail? I could never pull that off. And I love the red polo. Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. And you can call me Teddy. And this polo shirt is my work uniform.
And would you say you're mid to late 40s?
I'm actually 27.
27? Like the movie 27 Dresses, starring the enchanting Katherine Heigl.
Heigl? Is that a German film? Sorry, I don't know that one.
Little after his time, Chris. Remember, just talk about films made in 1994 or before that.
Right. Thanks for the reminder, Linda. I'll keep my encyclopedic knowledge of early 2000s rom-coms to myself.
Early 2000s? Is that like an inside joke? It's 1994.
Linda, you explained the show to him, didn't you?
Wait, what year are we pretending to be in? I know you said I'd be going into the future, Linda, but that was the joke, right?
Teddy, we talked about this before. It's when I booked you. Remember you said, oh, cool, like Doc Brown from Back to the Future. And I was like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you're hilarious. I love this high concept time travel thing. It's like 60 Minutes meets Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Right. Okay, are we all good now?
Fire away, future Chris.
Great. For folks at home who haven't been to a video store, what exactly does a video store clerk do?
Well, there's no real mystery to what I do. I work at a video store and I help customers rent videos.
Yes, yes, yes. But take us back a little further. How did these video rental stores become a thing?
Okay, so it used to be that seeing a movie meant going to the movies, getting your tickets at the concession stand, buying a warm bucket of popcorn and ice cold soda, and then...
Don't forget the jujubes.
Oh, of course, you can't forget those. Then you walk into the dark theater, you settle into a worn-out velvet chair, you're excited and anxious for the show to start.
It's the quintessential movie experience.
Now, that tradition goes back to the early 1900s. But all of that changed in the 1970s. A revolutionary new invention came on the scene.
Right. 3D glasses.
No, the VHS player.
That was my second guess. You know, I have 6 VCRs stacked in my garage right now. Linda says I should get rid of them, but they're museum quality. These are real antiques.
Antiques? You can get one at the Good Guys for a few hundred dollars. Or, of course, you can rent one. Oh, right. We're playing the future. Yes, Chris, you should save those. This is a weird show.
Teddy? We're a little off topic. How about we just stick to the history for now?
Sure, Linda. Okay, well, a guy named George Atkinson was one of the first businessmen in the U.S. to really understand the potential of the VCR. The guy was a legend in the Valley. He started off renting Super 8 projectors for birthday parties, but once he heard about video cassettes of old movies being sold, he got his light bulb idea and opened the first VHS rental store in 1977, the Video Station.
Okay, that's... earlier than I'd imagined.
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised to learn that, but it took a while to catch on. You know, renting videos was a novel idea at first. People thought no one would want to watch a movie after it came out. But now, rental retailers are found in every city across the U.S. And one thing is for sure, VHS is here to stay.
You know, I still have my membership card to Movie Magic Video in my wallet. I don't have the heart to throw it away.
Oh, you should hold on to that. Reprinting lost cards is about 20% of our profits.
I'm not sure I'll really need it anymore. It expired in 1995.
Dude, that's still good for another year.
So, tell us about the store where you work, Teddy.
Well, there's a hierarchy to video stores. You got your 800-pound gorilla, that's Blockbuster, a.k.a. the Blue and Yellow Reaper. Then you got the smaller chains trying to give Blockbuster a run for their money, your Hollywood Videos, your Showtime Videos. And then there's the mom-and-pop stores like mine. I work in a strip mall in Van Nuys at 50-50 Video. It's called that because there's a 50-50 chance of getting asbestos poisoning there. That's our little employee joke.
Oh! Okay.
Actually, Mr. Doug, my boss, named it 50-50 because those were the odds he gave the store of succeeding when it opened in 1981. But he proved them all wrong.
Sounds like the guy was a visionary.
I guess you could say that. When he started 50-50 Video, he decided only to rent VHS tapes, while others were doing Betamax or VHS-Betamax combo.
For listeners born after 1990, Betamax was the technology that movies were printed on before VHS.
The man really had his pulse on the industry.
Yeah, I thought he was a genius too. But it turns out that Betamax wouldn't release porn, so he passed on it. That and he found a dumpster full of VHS tapes and just went with it.
One man's trash is another man's business opportunity.
Piranha 2, The Spawning, Endless Love, Xanadu, those were the titles that built 50-50 Video. Well, that in our Ron Jeremy section. We've grown since then and now carry some bigger hits, but I've always wanted us to peddle more than just a copy of Jurassic Park that smells a little like ham.
Ooh, fun fact, I was a stunt double for one of the kids in Jurassic Park when I was 12. The T-Rex was a real diva.
Har har, Linda. Even I know those dinosaurs aren't real.
Wait a second, Linda. You're too old and too tall to be a stand-in for Lex. Jurassic Park came out last year in 1993. That doesn't make any sense.
Teddy, I really have to explain something to you.
Ah, right. Special effects. I get it.
I never thought I'd be the one to say this, but let's get back on track. Teddy, I'm getting mixed signals here. So is Mr. Doug a pioneer or an opportunist?
Look, as a businessman, I respect him. He means well and wants customers to have a good rental experience. He even put up Magic Eye posters for our Stone customers next to Dazed and Confused. You know those swirly ones where it starts moving if you stare long enough?
Oh, yeah.
But I wish his focus was more on the movies. Mr. Doug is, how do I put this?
The man? A pencil pusher?
Not a film lover.
Got it. The enemy.
He stocked 50-50 video with three types of films. Action, comedy, and action comedy. When I first started working there, the closest thing we had to art house fare was a Swedish adult film where a woman had puppets for hands. But Mr. Doug has let me stock a few videos from my own collection, which I happily lend out. You know, believe it or not, I've gotten employee of the month 6 times in a row. Even though most days, you know, I'm the only employee, so it's really not much competition.
Still, congrats. So what do you bring to the job?
Listen, I know a video store clerk is viewed as a simple retail job, but it's so much more than that. Sure, we stock shelves, clean the store, facilitate late fee negotiations, but I believe we can serve a higher purpose.
Like upselling customers with oversized candy bars?
More like upselling customers on their taste in movies. I think of myself less as a video store clerk and more as a sommelier of cinema.
I see. A sommelier is an expert in wine.
Mm-hmm. And I'm an expert in movies. And no matter what you think you want to watch, I know the perfect movie you should watch. Every time.
Every time?
Every time. Try me.
Okay. How about a 65-year-old grandmother with a tiny purse dog?
Easy. Cocoon, to remember to stay young at heart. Followed up with My Girl for a dose of nostalgia.
Okay, here's a hard one. A precocious 11-year-old girl straying from her family at checkout.
What's she wearing? What kind of shirt?
Blind Melon t-shirt and flower print jellies.
Got it. First, Mrs. Doubtfire. It's rated PG. It's got Robin Williams. The whole family can enjoy it. Then, when the parents are distracted, I'll sneak her My Neighbor Totoro by Hayao Miyazaki. It's my personal copy, but I trust her. You never forget your first Miyazaki film.
Wow. That really is a gift.
Damn, you're good.
I'm just a vessel for the muse.
Oh, I have one. What would you advise for a man in his early to mid-late 50s who has absolutely nothing to do on a Friday night?
Ooh, yes, do that one.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Chris?
Wait, nothing to do? I mean, I wouldn't really describe myself that way.
For a lonely guy like Chris, I'd recommend Grumpy Old Men. Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, the original Odd Couple battling loneliness while ice fishing in Minnesota. He'd feel like he's hanging out with old friends instead of, you know, being all alone.
First of all, I'm old adjacent with a very young spirit. Second of all, I don't like films set in winter. I'm allergic to cold. I'll take a warm beach any day.
You may have met your match there, Teddy. He's very particular.
It's okay, Linda. I'm just warming up. I live for this kind of challenge. Chris, before this interview is over, I'll find you your perfect movie. I've never let a customer down.
Suit yourself, Teddy. But you should know, I'm as picky with my movies as I am with my food textures. Okay, so where does this passion for cinema come from?
My parents' basement.
Pardon?
I'm a native Angeleno. San Fernando Valley kid born and bred. But ironically, when you're born here, you get bit by...
the Hollywood bug?
Overwhelming cynicism. The movies aren't about glitz and glamour for me. It's about the love of the art. But this town can really get you down.
So the escapism of movies was...
my ultimate escape. Now, I spanned the globe without ever leaving my futon. Sicily and The Godfather, Paris and Breathless, a fictional medieval Europe and Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That wasn't based on a true story?
Messing
with you, Teddy. So you fall in love with movies. You dream of making them.
No, I don't dream of making them. Video store clerks don't all want to be Quentin Tarantino. Just because we love movies doesn't mean we want to make them.
So what do you want to do?
My dream is pretty simple. I want to collect films and share them with the public.
Kind of like a video store clerk?
Like a film archivist. But okay, yeah, that too. I want to preserve and protect the next generation of great films. Little-known films, not just the blockbusters that viewers rent over and over and over again. Wait a second. I think I got your movie, Chris. Groundhog Day. It's Bill Murray's finest work and strikes the perfect balance between heady existentialist themes and broad, appealing romantic comedy.
I tried it. Walked out. Then walked back in an hour later. Nothing had changed. What kind of movie is that? I will say I did like the groundhog. Animals in movies are a lot of fun to watch.
All right. That's okay. That's okay. I'll get it.
But Teddy, what's keeping you from becoming a film archivist? And I'm not asking because you look like you're 45. Don't you think now is the time to make a move?
Believe it or not, I've kind of got a special attachment to this job. I mean, I really consider my work at 50/50 Video part of my education. Mr. Doug was the person who opened the door to my future. When the store wasn't doing so well about a year ago...
Oh, hold that story, Teddy. We'll hear more about this crucial day after our crucial break. Is it a good story?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's definitely meaningful for me.
It's filled with detail?
I can pepper details into it. I mean, you tell me when you hear it. I think it's touching.
Oh, well, I'm sure it will be.
Chris, did you want me to prep any movie clips for the next segment?
Oh, good idea. Can you Google the YouTube clip of the Blade Runner 2022 premiere? I'm going to show him what Harrison Ford looks like at 80.
Wow, you both are really committing to this future bit.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to This Job is History. I'm here with our guest video store clerk, Teddy Caldwell, from 50/50 Video in 1994. Okay, Teddy, you are about to tell us about Mr. Doug and a door to your future.
Right. It was a year ago, and the day started totally normal. I had no idea anything was about to change.
Great. It really immerses us, Teddy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Opening shot. An aerial view of the San Fernando Valley. Ticky-tacky, boxy houses punctuated by strip malls and the occasional Cadillac dealership. We zoom in quickly on one of those strip malls and 50/50 Video, where the winds of change swirl like the Santa Anas. Inside, we find our hero, Teddy, goatee, red polyester shirt, great skin. His boss, Mr. Doug, has just walked in for his morning rounds.
Morning, Mr. Doug.
Morning, Teddy.
Mr. Doug turns to the counter to speak to our hero, but instead is momentarily distracted by Steven Seagal.
Wait, the Steven Seagal?
No, not exactly.
What's the Seagal cardboard cutout doing behind the counter? Action heroes are in the aisles, among the people, so they can see those bulging muscles up close. How many times do I have to tell you it helps sell red vines?
Our hero recently got a hold of the Janus film catalog. For a week, he's been working up the nerve to ask his boss to order the John Cassavetes collection. Mr. Doug walks behind the counter as our hero anxiously looks at the clock. 9:45 a.m. 15 minutes to opening. The window's closing for him to take his shot.
Oh, Linda, I think this is the call to adventure when the hero needs to take action. Teddy needs to take action.
Shh. Let's keep listening.
The camera tracks our hero, following him as he bravely approaches Mr. Doug. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Doug?
You just did, Teddy.
Fine. Can I ask you a second question, Mr. Doug?
Oh, no. No, no. No, 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 no!
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I was just...
It's not you, Teddy. It's the mail. Look.
A pile of Blockbuster coupons?
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Shh!
This is how it starts. The beginning of the end. Sure, now there's no blockbuster within 25 miles of our little shop, but this is the battle cry of corporate takeover. These are going straight into the trash.
That's actually why I wanted to talk, Mr. Doug. We're losing the fight. Our membership rates are declining. The Friday rush is more like a half-hearted trickle. If we don't do something big soon, it may be the end.
Teddy, are you criticizing the way I run my business?
Oh boy, Linda, if there's one thing I learned when working at Hot Dog on a Stick, you do not criticize the boss. This one time I gave a note about the uniform, you know, the multicolored hat and the shorts, and he did not care for it.
Tell me after work, Chris.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Mr. Dog turns with a glare. Now our hero is worried that he's made a mistake. He puts the catalog in his back pocket. Forget about Cassavetes. He's going to help Mr. Doug save the store.
I'm just messing with you, Teddy. You got any ideas?
You got me again, Mr. Doug. Our hero now walks behind...
You know what, Teddy? You don't have to keep using the third person voice. I think we get the gist.
Oh, thank God. All right, I'd actually had this crazy little idea for months. Instead of being a pipe dream, it might actually help Mr. Doug. I hadn't had the nerve to pitch it before, but I saw my opening. Mr. Doug, what if we got more movies? Different kinds of movies. Not just action comedy and action comedy, but foreign films, westerns, documentaries, Italian neorealism.
Okay, let's not go crazy, Teddy. We have a few of your weird videos behind the counter already. This is a video store, not a film school.
But what if it could be? I mean, if we stocked other movies, we'd get other customers. We could create a film community. We get customers we've never even seen and show our old ones a whole new world.
Well, I do like the idea of new customers, but wait, with what movies? We don't have the budget to just buy more, or the luck of finding another dumpster full of them.
This is like that football movie, Rudy. I'm so tense.
Right.
I looked out across the near-empty parking lot. It was like the promising prairie of the Wild West, except there was a Ford Taurus. And I knew this was the first step of the journey I was meant to take, to bring slightly higher brow VHS options to the citizens of the San Fernando Valley. We host a festival.
A what?
A film festival. We put flyers all over town and bring people to 50/50 Video to watch real films together. We'll introduce them to Francois Truffaut, Richard Linklater, Ingmar Bergman, oh, and that Russian director, something Tarkovsky. We can even have student submissions and screen their films. They'll connect with the art of filmmaking, making movies and seeing movies and expanding their horizons with movies. Mr. Doug, you always say I'm daydreaming, but this is me day-doing. And maybe it's time you did some day-doing with me.
Okay, sure.
Fade out. Credits roll.
Bravo!
That was so good!
Phew. Okay, at the beginning, I was like, excited. And then I was like, worried. And then at the end, I was just like, what a roller coaster. So was the 50/50 Film Festival a huge hit?
Oh, no, it was terrible. 13 people showed up. And the student film was just a camera attached to a roaming dog made by a little kid named Damien Chazelle? Something like that.
Okay, you say that like it's a bad thing, but I would see that film. I do love animals in movies.
Either way, I did something big that night. Word of mouth spread about the festival. We did another one. And soon, 50/50 Video was more than just a place to rent Kindergarten Cop. And now we're a destination for foreign movies, art movies, documentaries. You know, someone recently asked to rent the Kieslowski Color series before I even suggested it. I was so moved, I wept a little.
Well, it sounds like your failure was...
was my greatest accomplishment. Well, not my greatest, at least not yet. After the festival, I went back to community college and finished up my associate's degree. In the fall, I'm going to Cal State Northridge to major in cinema studies.
Call me a softy, but I love a happy ending. I'm proud of you, Teddy.
Thanks, Chris. Wait, you love happy endings? Okay, you love the beach? You love animals in movies? I think I have your movie. Chris, have you seen Free Willy?
family-friendly, Teddy.
No, that's the name of the whale, Chris. You've never seen Free Willy? I saw it when I was 12 and tried to get my parents to let me adopt a whale and keep it in our pool.
Okay. This future thing is getting a little stale, all right? You weren't 12, Linda. It came out last year.
Teddy, I think you really need to know where you are right now, in time, especially for this next segment. There's a newspaper next to Chris. Pick it up and look at the date.
2023.
You okay there, Teddy?
I can handle this. I've seen Time Bandits. I've seen Bill and Ted. I've seen La Jete 6 times. They always go home, right? Oh, God. Except for La Jete. That guy gets shot. And there's no escape.
Don't worry. We'll get you back to 1994 once we wrap.
Okay.
Teddy, you know what? Tell me more about the Willy movie. That sounded really good.
Oh, God, is it really 2023?
It's 2023, Teddy. Are you all right?
I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, God.
Okay. Come with me.
Where? Are we even on Earth? Are we on a floating space station? Or is it like an undersea sea adventure? Are we in some sort of observatory? What is this?
Okay, let's just go to commercial.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So, Teddy, now that you've had some time to digest that you are actually visiting 2023 and will definitely get home safely, let's discuss what's happened to your job. But first, how are you feeling?
Okay. Shaky. A little thirsty. Linda, thanks for explaining the space-time continuum over the break.
It was the least I could do.
Can I get you a Pomplemousse LaCroix to settle your tummy?
Thank you. Oh, ooh. This is way better than club soda. Would you call this a what? Pomp, a what?
LaCroix?
Oh, what does that mean?
It's the brand.
I think it means French water.
Yeah, much better than American water.
Good. How are you feeling about finding out what's happened since 1994?
Chris, stop right there. That could have grave consequences for the universe. Please don't tell me anything.
Well, I mean, we've had a few episodes already, and it's actually been okay. Our guests really like this segment, and believe it or not, it hasn't really changed the future. Think of it this way. Remember when Doc Brown doesn't want Marty McFly to tell him about the future and tears up that note?
Yeah.
But then he tapes it back together again, and then there's a happy ending?
Right. Doc lived, and Marty got that pickup truck he always wanted. Okay, just don't tell me too much.
We'll just tell you about the video stores. Let's start with Blockbuster.
Oh, no. Did it take over the little guys like Mr. Doug predicted?
Yes, but also no. I think it's helpful to think of the movie rental industry like the movie we talked about earlier, Jurassic Park. Mom and pop shops and big corporate chains were like the dinosaurs.
Fighting it out for prehistoric supremacy?
More like sitting ducks waiting for an asteroid to hit. And Blockbuster's asteroid was a company called Netflix. They destroyed the Earth, metaphorically speaking. Okay, here's how it went down. Blockbuster had a good run, but technology kept evolving. VHS was pushed out by DVDs, DVDs by Blu-rays.
I have no idea what those are.
Sorry. DVDs are like shrunken laser discs, and Blu-rays, well, just DVDs that are sort of better, I think.
Oh, so like VHS taking over Betamax. Got it.
Exactly. But it kept going. Today, we don't need to rent a VHS tape or DVD or anything. You can just stream a movie or your favorite TV show from something called the cloud.
In the sky?
No. I mean, maybe?
Wait, what is streaming exactly?
It's a way of sending data over a computer network. Basically, companies like Netflix can create a digital library of movies readily accessed by billions of people all over the world at once.
And this happens in the air?
In the ground.
Then where's the cloud?
It's not a real cloud. It's a big computer.
Oh, like the Whopper in War Games with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that, I think. Listen, I know that this is a lot all at once.
Every media company has created their own streaming services. Now we have Netflix Plus, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Peacock, HBO Max, Quibi. Well, not Quibi.
Oh, God. And who recommends the movies to the people?
Who's the cinema sommelier?
Yeah, who guides you through the aisles in the cloud?
Well, it's something called an algorithm.
Before you ask, Teddy, an algorithm is a process or set of rules to be followed in problem-solving operations.
Yeah, I know that. We have algebra in 1994.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you asked me what an algorithm was this morning, Chris. So all these companies have their own algorithms that recommend movies based on your prior viewing.
And it is freaky how accurate the algorithm is. I feel like it's in my brain sometimes. I'll be thinking, I wonder what to have for dinner. And Netflix tells me to watch Chicken Run.
This is insane.
Yeah, it's kind of a dystopia.
But is it like a Metropolis dystopia? Or a Brazil dystopia? Or a Mad Max dystopia?
Well, depending on where you are in the world and the time of year, it could be all three.
Oh my God. So, just to recap, nobody rents movies anymore because they can stream every movie on their TV.
You can rent a movie. You just don't need to go to a store. You can watch whatever film you want on a tablet or phone.
All right, guys, for the last time, please stop trying to pull my leg, watch a movie on a phone.
Let's not go any further into that, Chris.
Teddy, there is one last thing. Here's a website called Read It. It's on the internet.
He means Reddit.
No, I don't. You read it, so it's called Read It.
It's whatever you want to call it.
I got all day.
You don't, actually. We have the studio for another 30 minutes.
Oh, shoot. So, Teddy, read it.
Wow, this person's in Sweden, and we can read what they're saying right here. That's something. Wait, is this someone's review of the new movie Pulp Fiction?
Yes. Too violent for me, obviously, but this says it's Tarantino's best, and mainly inspired by...
Federico Fellini's 8.5, obviously. Oh, this article looks like it's connected to a ton of other ones. Everyone's talking about midnight movies and deep cut cinema. So all these people just found each other to talk about film?
See, Teddy? It's not really a dystopia after all.
Okay, that's something at least. I'm handing this device back to you now, Chris. Don't show me another thing. It's better for humanity if I don't know any more.
Good call. The rest of the internet is kind of grim anyway. Though I am a published Read It author myself. I commented on someone's review of Three Ninjas. I said Three Ninjas is far too many ninjas.
If they were good at their ninja job, they would just need one.
Wait, you say that?
I wrote that in my zine, VHS.
I used to read VHS.
Chris, that was me. And you're still quoting me 30 years later?
You made an excellent point.
That's amazing. Time travel isn't scary. It's beautiful.
And now's the portion of our show where I ask you 5 lightning round questions. First question, what is the biggest misconception about your job?
Oh, that you get discounts on red vines. All my friends ask that. No, that's not a thing. That would be crazy. Next to late fees, red vines are a major source of income for us.
Hmm. What was the best compliment you ever received?
A customer once said, that sounds interesting.
What was your biggest failure?
A customer once said, that sounds interesting.
What traits would you say make a good video store clerk?
Oh, empathy, open-mindedness, and accepting the uncomfortable truth that Spielberg is probably a genius. You know, you hate to admit it, but damn, the guy's just so good, you know? There you have it. I said it.
And lastly, if you could be remembered for just one thing, what would it be?
Oh, my zine, VHS.
It's a classic. Okay, time to go home, Teddy. You've been such a good sport. Are you sure you don't want a clue about how you end up in 2023?
Forget about upsetting the balance of the universe. As a movie lover, I think life's best without any spoilers.
Thank you, Teddy. I'll see you.
Not if I see you first, Chris.
As I watched Teddy head back to 1994, I reflected on what we lost when brick-and-mortar video stores finally closed. Red vines on a Friday night? Sure. But also... that feeling like one person can open a whole world to you at the checkout counter. I've learned something I didn't know that first time around in 94. I'm probably too picky. A movie doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be the right movie at the right time. And maybe we can be sommeliers of cinema for each other. And inspired by Teddy, I have a recommendation too. If you want romance, suspense, and a hovercraft race, you'll love the 2006 classic From Justin to Kelly.
Please don't, Chris. I don't want to deal with the emails.
You are really missing out, Linda.
I'll take your word for it.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to This Job is History early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, thanks for joining us on This Job is History. Today's episode, VHS, was written by Julia Preska, Sochi Dorsey, and Michaela Bly. I'm your host, Chris Parnell. Our producer was played by Elise Morales. Teddy, the VHS clerk, was played by Louis Kornfeld. Sound design is by Andre Plus. Additional audio assistance by Adrian Tapia. Adam Asaroff is our associate story editor, and Emma Reynolds, our associate producer. Our managing producer is Ryan Lohr. Chinwe Abodo is our coordinating producer. Matthew Wise is our senior producer. Our executive producers are Sochi Dorsey, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louis for Wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.